Let's have a word of prayer. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we come before you this glorious Palm Sunday, Father, to praise you, worship you, and glorify your name. Amen. Father, some 2,000 years ago, you rode into Jerusalem, Father, on Palm Sunday, and the people worship you, they praise you, they glorify you, they cry, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Father, we pray this morning, Father, that may you ride into our hearts. Father God, that may we rise and praise you and worship you and glorify your name and cry, Hosanna, Hosanna, to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. Father, we love you. We so appreciate you. We are grateful for everything you've done for us, Lord. You've been so good for us, Lord Jesus, to us. And God, we are here this morning to say thank you. Father, bless this service today. And Father, I pray that, Lord, may you help me, Father, to bring, Father, the thoughts. Oh, God, you inspire me to study. And Lord, Father, help me to remain faithful to you, remain faithful to your word. And Lord, please don't let me, Father, get out of your word, Father. Lord, bless each one, and Father, may you open our hearts, oh God, to you, to receive your word. We pray and ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Good morning. Amen. So it's good to be back here again. So let's take our scripture. Obviously, my base scripture, which I won't read, is Matthew 6, 5 to 7. But today, for the sake of time, let's start, let's read something. John, 1 John 5. First John 5, okay, 1 John 5, 14 to 15, and this is the confidence, right? I want you to stress on the word confidence. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. He hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. May the Lord add a blessing to the world. You may be seated. So, once again, greetings, and are you enjoying the series so far? Yes. Amen. Wonderful. So we are going to continue. Let's continue our journey. And as I said, you asked me, why do you want to spend so much time preaching on the Lord's Prayer? And those who are not here last time, I always try to do a little link so that you are not completely lost to pick up. And as we saw, that we hear the statement by John Wesley, what Brother Bram said about the Lord's Prayer. And the Lord's Prayer, as I said, is everything possibly that a man, a Christian, can ask is contained in the Lord's Prayer. And that's the only prayer that when God, Elohim, descended in the human flesh, taught us to pray. He made many prayers himself, like in the garden, in different places, he pray. But when they ask him, teach us to pray, that's how he taught us to pray. And if you see, then you wonder if God, who created the earth, who created heaven and earth, created us, taught us to pray, wait a minute, there has to be something in that prayer. Look, many times we all wanted to go and get some document to read to see what somebody else has said, right, to get a background. We all have to go and get a reference book. Forces book of Matthew, what have they said? Different ones. But here I'm talking about the author, what the Jew called Adonolam, the master of the universe. Here is it, and this is what he said. But you see, that's it's so simple. Look at that prayer. He didn't, it looks so simple. But that's God, Elohim, in human flesh. That's why he taught us so simple. And when God is about to reveal the seven seals, the first thing, so that people don't miss it, God inspired Brother Branham to preach God hiding and revealing himself in simplicity. Because the human mind, we are conditioned that if when something is simple, it cannot be true. All right? It has to be complicated. Like if, and that's why Brother Branham many times, we try to bring the people faith. Say, look, when Jesus' time, that's the way they dress, the robe and all that. But if God has to come today in the 21st century, maybe he would dress like you, like in suit, tie, so that people to know that God is not going to be coming like you see, like angels, wings everywhere, angels and things and everything shifting, all those things. All right? And you can see Elijah when he was out there, there's the wind, part of the hurricane, all those things. Those didn't move Elijah. Because Elijah knew that God, Elijah walked with God. He knows that God always comes in simplicity. He said, all what Elijah was looking for, the wind and all those things came for Elijah, say he was looking for that small, still voice. Amen? Amen. So when God taught us the Lord's Prayer, God stayed in his root, in law, simplicity. And that's why one day you can see Jesus, he was thrilled in the spirit, and he said, oh, Father, I thank you for you have hid yourself from the wise. Because the wise are looking, they study. They're looking for the complexity. But he said, but you have revealed yourself to such as babe. Look, if you go tell a child, I'll give you a bicycle, do you think the child is going to see how you're going to get the money, how you're going to do it? The child don't care. If you put on credit card to buy it, fine. All what I'm saying is that you promise me a bike. Give me that bike, period. Do you think that guy is going for you looking on sale, where the sale is? Is it a Target? Is it Walmart? The child don't care about all that. You can give me a bike. Amen? Amen. Versus us, God give us a promise. You got to look, but where is the promise? What's come? We make it so complex. Instead of just accepting, like, God give me a promise. Like a child, I'm accepting this. God, this is your promise. Amen? And that's why Jesus said, he was so happy. He said, Father, I thank you because you hid yourself to the wise. So when he came also in the Lord's Prayer, he came the same spirit. But you see, today I want to read something for you. The Lord's Prayer has become almost of no effect. And that's what the devil likes to do things. You see, if the devil comes and tells you today that God doesn't exist, that would not work. Because you know where you were in the mighty clay. Amen? Amen? And when God took you out and cleansed you, you know where you are. So the devil coming to tell you God doesn't exist, you might have completely lost your mind or been in some sort of spiritual amnesia to accept that. So that won't work. But one thing you can do, rather than telling God doesn't exist, is making the word of God of no effect to you. Look, God has come down and communed with Adam and Eve so they know God. They know him. So the devil cannot tell them God doesn't exist. That's God, the concept of God is a lie. But he can make the word of God of no effect to them. Amen? It's the same thing during when Jesus came. Those Jews that know all the Hebrew, they know the Lord, they know everything, they know the scriptures. The Brother Branham said when they were crucifying him, they were still in the temple reciting those. Oh, Israel, the Lord thy God, the Lord is one. Amen. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. They'll be saying that. You go everywhere. And you wake up, they say a child, a Hebrew child, when he wake up in the morning, the first he got to say, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one." So he gets, that's what Brother Branson, he cannot fool a Jew bringing the concept of Trinity God. That won't work. Because this guy, when he get up, that's why he knows, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, one. And that word Echad, one day we get into it, is so much more than the word one that we use. Amen? And that's why we, in the Western culture, we can flirt with the idea of Trinity, that God being one. Amen? So, they were there reciting, and that's why Jesus said, "You have made the word of God of no effect to the people." Amen? Amen. So the Lord's Prayer today has become something like a national anthem. When we have something of a national anthem, you say, everybody say, "Let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven," put your recite that. So everybody hearing that, it has become something like a ceremonial prayer, a national. And yet, this is the words of eternal life that God Almighty, when he came in flesh, came here. That's what he taught you, and that's your roadmap from cradle to grave. Amen. Anything possibly can ask is there, but today it's made such that it's like a ceremonial prayer. Amen. If you see if we are going to do, let's say, some ceremony, everybody record, "Oh, our Father who art in heaven," and they'll recite it and they move on. So what happened? That prayer has become of no effect. The only prayer that God taught men has become of no effect to the people. People will quote it just that because when he get up, "Oh, give us this our daily bread. Okay, I got my bread today. I can eat breakfast. I can eat lunch. I can eat dinner. That's it. God loves me." Amen? So, but it's not so. It's not so. Amen? So, and that's the reason why when I begin to study the Lord's Prayer, I realize that this is something really deep. Growing up, I've heard, one time I went to the Catholic Church, and right around when I was in my 20s, and they said that, you know, they believe in chanting prayers, and there are some prayers that say, if you get this prayer, if you pray this prayer so many times, you save so many souls. And so I'm like, whoa. But deep in me then, you see, even though I'm not really Christian, but this is your salvation or your interest. Why? Because there's something in you. God, Brother Brown said, God had placed before the foundation of the world. And when the light passes over, you begin to see. All right? Amen. So, but that prayer, like 15 prayers, when you start a prayer, the first prayer you got to pray is our Lord's Prayer. And then right after that, you pray the last one, and then you can pray love Hail Marys. So you see that, and then you say many other things. So that prayer, the Lord's Prayer, you see where it's been put. It has become of no effect. You pray that in the Lord's Prayer once, and you pray many about Hail Marys. So that covers that is of no effect. Amen? So last time, now let's move now. This is just to bridge a little bit into what I'm going to say today. Last time, we talked about the paternity test. And what I said is that for you to claim someone as your father, there has to be a paternity relationship established. So today, we've passed a paternity test. We pass it. What do you mean? Let's go back to Adam and Eve. Okay? When at the fall, the curse that fell on Adam and Eve came through time. Amen? Amen. And that onto the entire human race and caught up to you and I. Amen? Amen. Now the Bible teaches us that we were born in sin, shaping iniquity.
You can read Psalm 51, 5, like David said. So we are wallowing, like Brother Brown, we use that word, wallowing. I want to look like the animals, you know, the pigs wallowing in the mud. I went to look at, what's this word, Brother Brown always used, wallowing. What's the whole meaning? Like a pig, you know, you can clean it, it's wallowing. That's what we were, wallowing in the mud of sin, Mary Clay. Amen. But one day, like an eagle, the father flew over you and screamed, son, daughter, get out of there. Amen. You don't belong there. Get out that more. You don't belong there. Amen. So something in you that the Father has placed before the foundation of the world. Amen. You are part of his thoughts. And Brother Brown said, today we are here. We are the thought, the expression of God's thought. But God placed that part in you. You are part of him. So when you hear that scream, okay, I will call it, you know what, you know what they call a ferromagnetic thing is something that can be attracted to a magnet. So if I can call, if you allow me to, before you come in here, God has put a spiritual ferromagnetism in you. That's a spiritual one. Amen? Amen. And when the Father flew over, you hear that. That attracted you. You are attracted to that great magnet. That's your Father. Amen? You recognize that voice, like the woman at the well. Look, she's gone through everything because, like I said, the curse, the condition that she was in, is nothing of her doing. It's a curse that came from Adam and Eve. For all of us, we're all sinners. Amen? But the priests who think that they came from lineage, sanctified in a holy, kadosh. Kadosh means holiness. Came from that, they will look at God, and yet they say, we are kadosh, kadoshim. I mean, the kadoshim, we are holy, but they look at the holiness of God and call him, you are Satan. Then you can know that, that's what Brother Bram said, then you can know that there's no spiritual ferromagnetic material in them. But this is a poor lady going under the burden that the devil has placed going, and here come the Messiah. Knew before the foundation of the world that one day I'm going to make a detour. Because he's seen through the stream of time that this one person, you see, Jesus think about you individually. Amen. Don't think that we are so many Jesus can take. He will not take you, and that's why I'm trying to bring you to the Father relationship. He's looking at you as one. Before the foundation of the world, through stream of life, he saw that this lady, this particular lady, okay, I'm talking about that's what's documented, this particular one, I see she will be born this day, this will happen, she'll go through situation of life, she'll get messed up, she'll have five husbands, but God said, I never saw that, because before all those happen, I have killed the lamb. And the blood of the lamb cover all those things that she be going through. Amen. The lamb, the blood of the lamb has called, have already covered that. But there have to be a time when God has to come in and implement that. Amen. So when the time to implement that comes, I'll be on earth. That will be my disciple. But I know my disciple, they'll be in the flesh. When I begin to go through somebody that in their mind they perceive as a prostitute and also a Samaritan, my disciple there in the flesh. Like Peter said, oh Lord, he said, no, get out from Satan. He's not calling Peter flesh Satan, but the spirit of Satan in him. And God know. You see, when Noah came out, the drunk and all that, the spirit of Satan was the human race. But God knew that. So he said, what I'm going to do, you know what? I'll send them somewhere. I'll go and do my business. It's me alone. This is between me and that lady that I have died for before the foundation of the world. I don't want nobody to be there. So send them out. Go buy something. I'm going to take care of my business. Because that's Elohim, God, El Shaddai. Amen. Jehovah Jireh. We're going to get through all that. El Shaddai. Amen. Amen. So here he come. Jehovah Zevaot, the Lord of armies. I'm coming to deliver. I don't need nobody help. He comes there. Give me a drink. But you see, all that was a script before the foundation of the world. How I engage her. She have to come to the well. Give her. Give me a drink. And the conversation goes on. But Gehazi didn't need to convince her. Just say one thing. Go get your husband. Because God has seen for the foundation of the world all that. How did he know? Because God has seen all that before the foundation of the world. Go get your husband. I have known. Yes, sure. I've seen before the foundation of the world what happened to you. What happened to you? You went here. You went here. You went here. You went here. Yes, you don't have any. You need five. Then why do you have not yours? I've seen that. Who are you, the Messiah? I am he. Look, that ferromagnetic. You see, there's the magnet here. And then here, so you begin to come. As soon as he said that, what happened? Ferromagnetic, you attach, she run, come see a man. You need to be convinced. Amen? So like a magnet, you are attracted. Amen? Now you came out of the mud, you get cleansed up, you receive a new spirit. You see, and that's why many people make mistake. They hear a good message, they rejoice, and they think that's it. That's the Holy Spirit. We are done. The Holy Spirit is a process. Amen? It's a whole process. And then the next thing you know, the next trick or the next try they will put, oh, man, God doesn't love me. And I don't belong here. Christianity is not for me. It's a process. Amen? So you get a new spirit. That spirit will get along with him. A new spirit are pressing you to get along with the Father. Amen? All right? That's in the Holy Ghost here. And if the paternity relationship exists, amen? Not that. Okay? Then you went to the Holy Ghost hospital ward. You remember Abraham said every birth is messy? It's a mess. You went to the Holy Ghost hospital ward and perform the paternity test. That's why you perform a paternity test. Amen? You perform a blood test. How? Through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen? And when you get that Holy Ghost, you establish the paternity. Amen? So, amen? And let me read something here quick for you. So Brother Brown was talking about the magnet, all right? He said, my sheep hear my voice. A stranger, they will not follow. No matter how loyal the church has been and how much its big name is God, when my sheep hear my voice, which is the word, a stranger, they will not follow. They'll go right straight to that word and can do. It's like a magnet. Amen? And I'll skip here to go down. And Brother Brown said, and the same thing is very true, is with every true believer. When the preaching of the word, of God's word, comes forth and is vindicated and proved that it's God's word for this hour, then there's something within the believer, something within you. You see, it's not anything that you did, but it's God who placed that in there before the foundation of the world. Amen? So that's why I would like you to get to a point. Don't let the devil come between you and your Father. Amen? So let me go along quickly here. So, as you can see, Jesus was so connected to the Father. Wait, look at me, there's a Father. Each time he's talking, he says, Father. Father, that's a connection. Amen? And you can see, like it's in John 15:5-19, I do nothing unless the Father shows me. And whatever the Father shows, likewise the Son, I do. Amen? Now, that's how the Lord Jesus wants us to invoke him. And that's why when he started that prayer, He starts first by our Father. And the reason why I am spending my time there, that word, like I said, in English or French, in English we say not a pair, but in Hebrew is one word, avinu. The reason I'm spending this time, so much time there, is like that is the key to the rest of the prayer. It's even the key to the Bible, that first word that God pronounced in that prayer, our Father. Amen? Amen. So it's not, but today you see, because our Father, what in heaven? People will not even dwell in that. The first thing we want to do, give us this our daily bread. That's what I mean. That's why most of the time people will quickly run to give us this day our daily bread. Amen? But that's not where. Our Father and the one that follow. Amen. That we get there, I won't get ahead of myself. Amen. So that's the way that the Lord Jesus wants us to invoke him as we begin to pray. All right? And you can read in Matthew. We won't have time to read it. You can Matthew 11, 25 to 26. You can see how Jesus is invoking the Father in John 12, 27, 28. And many, 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 many others. Amen? So when God fills the Christian with the Holy Ghost, which is the token, amen? And Brother Bram told us the token today is the blood. And that's why Brother Bram and so much insist on that. That blood is what established the paternity, I told you. When you go and do a blood test, that's the fun of the paternity, amen? And then before the Passover, amen, the Passover, they have to apply the blood. You see, when I see that, I'll pass over you. Because when I see that, I know that's my son, that's my daughter. The paternity is, I cannot smite my own son or my own daughter. Amen? Amen? So when God fills the Christian with the Holy Ghost, which is a token, the blood today, that establishes the paternity relationship. Now, what happened after that is done? For a true Christian, you begin to have confidence in the Father. Amen? And the Father is so happy. You know what Jesus said? When one sinner is brought, is a whole joy in the heaven, the angels. He said, a shepherd will leave 99 and go after that one. So when you come to that kingdom, and God fills you with the Holy Spirit, is a joy, all the angels. It's a great joy in heaven. Amen. Amen? So the Father is so happy and proud of you. Proud of me? Look what it said by Job. Have you considered Job? There's a conversation going on between God and Satan. God said, God was so proud of Job. Amen. Have you considered my son Job? And that's the same thing. Now, you may say, well, but that was Job. But Brother Ram said, God is the God of present tense. Amen. Amen? I am that I am. If God would do something to Job and put you on a different scale, he's not God. Amen? And we're going to get there. All right? If God would do something to Abraham and would not do it to you, that's not God. Amen? He's not God, okay? So, if God can look at Satan and tell, have you considered my son Job? Today, that Father is so proud of you that every one of you, have you considered my daughter so-and-so? Have you considered my son so-and-so? He's telling the devil that. And when, if you know that your Father is so proud of you, you don't want to let your Father down. And if you do let him down, you want to quickly come and say, Father, I'm sorry. Amen? Amen? So, he's so happy and proud of you, his child, and takes you through a child training that Brother Brown talked about in adoption. The Father takes you to child training, tutoring. Because he wants to reveal himself to you. Amen. Amen? He wants to reveal himself to you. Amen? Amen? But how? Now, take a child. Many parents here, mother. Take a child and tell him, hey, tell me about your dad. Oh, my dad is strong. Oh, my dad can lift this. Oh, my dad is the tallest. Oh, my dad can lift me up. What is he doing? Action. That child is telling you about his father, about the characteristics of his father. If you ask him, tell my father, he won't tell you, oh, my father is so-and-so. No. Oh, my father is strong. My father can do this. My father, he can drive fast. That's what a child... So you see, that's how God wants to reveal to his children by his characteristics. Amen. Amen? Not just by the name. Amen? All right? So, any father will do things to build his child confidence by showing a characteristic of social honesty, trustworthy. Amen? And that's why, you know, many times when we promise things to our kids, we better make sure we can keep that promise, because that child will hold on to that. Dad, you promised me this, because like I said, a child, he look at it, he's knowing you by your characteristics. Oh, my dad promised you by it, he'll do it. Not just by your name. Amen? So likewise, God the Father wants to build up your confidence and trust in him. Amen? By teaching you to know him by his characteristics. Amen? Amen? And we're going to go through all that. We're going to go through El Shaddai. Why does he come and tell Abraham, I'm El Shaddai, the blessed God? We're going to go through the seven redemptive names of God just from that first word, Father. Why does he come and he begin to identify himself? Seven redemptive names of God. Jehovah Sikenu, the righteous one. Jehovah Shalom. Got to a point where David was so in tune with God, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. When he met Goliath, he said, you come in the name of your God. I come in the name of the Lord God, the only one God. And I know no matter how tall you think you are, I'll get you down. That's where God wants us to get. To know that the Father that's standing behind us, his characteristics, he created the whole earth. His characteristics, he can take down any giant. His characteristics, he can save you. His characteristics, the redeemer. His characteristics, the healer. His characteristics, he can heal your cancer. His characteristics, he can, if your son is lost, he's a savior. Characteristics. Amen? And that's why Jesus, if you look, like I said, if you take your child, he won't believe you by the name that you have. He will believe the characteristics. And that's why Jesus told them, if you don't believe me, flesh, the flesh that I'm here, flesh that you're seeing, believe the works. Those are the characteristics. And those are the characteristics of the Elohim that you know. That God had revealed through Moses. If you don't believe me, then believe the works. Those are the characteristics that testify of who I am. Amen? Amen? So when you pray with confidence, you pray that he's a living God. So when you begin to pray, our Father, the minute you invoke that Father, you know that present God, he's there, his attention is focused on you. I don't care how many billion people are today on earth, you say, Father, you have that confidence that he's there with you. He's listening to you. Amen? Amen. When you sing, you are not bluffing. Amen? When you sing that he's a risen Savior, you know he's a risen Savior. You are not bluffing or just singing out of emotion. Amen? When you sing I know the master of the wind. Amen. Then you personalize it. I know the maker of the rain. Amen. He can make. Amen. He can make, he can calm my storm. Not that any other storm. Because then what I'm trying to say is that when you get to that prayer and you say, Father, you have come to the point. Okay, let me bring it this way. Imagine that many fathers here, like I said, mothers, I'm not ignoring you, we are going by the prayer. If your son comes to you, say, Father, with that sincerity, where's your attention? If you're a true father, where's your attention? Focus on him or her. That child or daughter say, Father, you love everything. It's your true father. You love everything you do. Yes, son. Yes, daughter. Right? So when you come before God, and before you begin to pray a Lord's Prayer, say, Father, then it's like you have established that magnetism is there. You are before your father, and you see that the attention is on you. So when you sing, I know the master, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. And then you don't say that, you just say he can calm my storm. He can calm my storm. He'll make my sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. You know, God singing, and he can calm a storm. What storm? My storm. Because I have a father there. I got his attention. I'm before him. I'm not talking about any other storm. If it's my son that I need to be saved, my daughter I need to be saved, he can calm that storm. If he had put disease, sickness on you, he will make my son to shine again. Amen. So we are almost, I'm going to close here for today. I didn't even get to where I want to get, but like I said, I'm going to take my time. And I'll go slowly that you can follow me and see what I'm trying to say. Amen? So, he brings you through the tutoring process to a point where he becomes so personal to you. And like David, when the storm of life comes, you can say, I know the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. What? For the Father that are with me. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. So, the next time we are going to continue, I will start again by the characteristics to link into what I'm about to say. So the characteristics. And God willing, I will begin to, not to teach you Hebrew per se, but to show you some Hebrew character, some Hebrew alphabet, so that you understand the Bible. I'll mention certain things, like Brother Branham said things. Like you see, no matter what I teach you, I'm not going to bring you anything new. Let me establish that. Anybody who says I'm bringing something new is already false. Anybody say I'm bringing any new thing, that means he void Revelation 10:7 at the sounding of the seventh angel. All the ministry is finished, completed. Amen. Anybody who says I can bring anything new is already void Brother Branham's entire ministry. Amen? But let me give you an example, okay? I'm a very visual person, okay? I like sometimes to make things graphic so you can see. Imagine that this room is completely dark. Dark, you can't see anything, it's pitch dark. But being dark, does that prevent that picture from being there? No. Does that prevent this flower from being there? No. So imagine that it's so pitch dark, you can't see nothing. And I come with a flashlight, and I point to that picture. You all see, oh, that picture is there. Right? I didn't do anything. All I did is to bring a flashlight. Right? If I come and all of a sudden I point, oh, I see something there. I didn't make it. It was already there. Amen. And that's the reason why when they asked Brother Branham about the seven thunders and all that, he said it would be like adding. Because it's already there. All he has to do is to bring that light and shine on it to the bride. So the bride, it has the evening time light. When the evening light begin to shine, it begin to shine the bride. Oh, there's my Lord. Oh, the seven thunders. Oh, the statue of the perfect man. Oh, the Holy Spirit. Oh, that clock is there telling me it's time to get ready to go. But it's nothing new. Because remember, Brother Abraham said, when he had a vision, when he caught the top of a mountain, they said, light have never shone on that. So the evening light will shine on that. Amen. Such a perfect man. He saw the seven church ages. All the loose ends that throughout the church ages, the reformer couldn't put together, he comes back and put them together and shine light on that. Amen? Amen? So, the Hebrew that I'm going to be teaching you, I'm not bringing anything new to the Bible. Brother Brown has talked about many of those things. Myself, when I was reading them before, Brother Brown was talking about Jehu, Joe, and saying all that. Because you see, Brother Branham didn't only have what, fifth, sixth, what, a seventh grade education. Brother Brown didn't study Hebrew, but he knew the mind of the author. So God comes and tells him, and he says things. But he said, God, I pray that God raise young men that will come behind to make more sense out of this. Amen. Amen. For the whole age, he didn't have time to go to all the little things he wanted. He came. But God knows that once the light comes on the bride, once the light is spring out there, I'm looking back there, you can see all the plant light came, they all begin to come up. When the light, when the prophet came and shined the light on there, all the seed, the ferromagnetic seed that God placed in you, before the financial begin to come up, amen. God is going to raise ministers. They are not going to bring anything new. I say anybody who bring anything new is false. Those ministers will come, and by that ferromagnetic power, they can begin to go to God's word and begin to see and begin to bring it back. Amen. It's nothing new, but Brother Ram said, I pray that God give them the space to make more sense out of this. God knows they're going to be, the time come people will learn. Like God told Daniel, close the book, go. Knowledge will increase. People will run through and through. Amen? So what I'm trying to say is that, I teach you some Hebrew. For example, the name of God, something you read in the Bible, it will just help you to understand the Bible a little bit better when you're reading it, or when you're reading Brother Brown messages, or certain that Brother Brown said. We're going to the Hebrew and dig from the original. So we are going to be projecting some Hebrew characters and some stuff, and I'll show some stuff in the Old Testament that we go on. But like I say again, it's not to bring anything new. It's just to help you shine a little bit light on what you already know. Amen. Let us pray. Shalom. Dear precious Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father, for helping me, Father. And I know, Lord, there's more I could say, but Father, help me to bring this next time. And Father, anything I've said today, I pray that I may help your children. Oh God, that may just be light that I'm shining upon what the prophet has already said, the Bible has already said, that Father, they'll take it themselves, Father. Oh, Lord God, fructify it in them, Lord. And Father, I pray that may you bless the oncoming service. May you bless the minister. May you anoint the speaker, the preacher. May you anoint your people. That Father, may your presence come and dwell with us. Father, come, oh Lord. We know you are present as God. And you promise wherever two or three are gathered, and I'll be there. And Father, we know that you are God who revealed himself by your characteristics. Yes. And one of the characteristics, Father, your word never fail. Amen. You said heaven and earth will pass, but my word shall never pass. Yes. So, Lord, Father, we pray this morning that you bless us, help us, Lord. Help every one of us get, Father, what we came here for. Amen.
Oh God, we commit all to your hands. Father, on this Palm Sunday, we bless your name. We worship you. We praise you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be dismissed.